now, prepare for the end. Prepare for doomsday, but you already dead. Prepare for combat, they will chop off your head. You would think this is a joke till you see the bloodshed. Somebody help me now, this world is out of control. I think I'm losing my mind, I think I'm losing it all. Some people know what I know, some people see what I see. And I'm sure these people are just as crazy as me. How can you be normal if you know what's going on? How can you be happy when you know so much is wrong? Damn right I'm paranoid, if you're not, then you're not aware of the stare that'll breathe down your block. Keep you on lock, keep you with ignorance, keep you from flowing freely with the wind currents. This is it, this is how, this is why, this is self-destruction for all of mankind. All of mankind, all of mankind. You need to pay attention to what's going on. If you wanna know what it is we suffer from, free your minds from the control of the governments. There's so much that the governments keep covering. So uncover the truth, ask questions, demand answers and proof. What's routinely channeled? There's media lies. It's the best tool to manipulate your mind. It's propaganda for money or corruption that makes journalists and broadcasters ventriloquist dummies. Can't you see that they made us control slaves? Pay taxes but can't get our roles paid. Hitting potholes, assholes, fix the road. They're stealing our money right from under our nose. Extraterrestrials, they show UFOs. An alien invasion will be the next hoax. Right now it's terrorism, they control with fear. They poison your brain so you can't think clear. You got eyes but can't see, you got ears but can't hear. You're driving yourself off a cliff cause you won't steer. Cause you won't steer, cause you won't steer. You need to get control of the wheel, don't drive off. I hope you understand what's really going on. If you feel me, then you know why I'm crazy. So don't blame me for what you humans have made me. I blame everyone, every single person that feeds from the sun. Selfish people are so see-through, they just add to the fire of the evil. Radio frequency identifications, chip in your skin is the next equation. Mark of the beast, war on the streets, prepare for the ride, you better hold on to your seats. What lies ahead, man, I don't even wanna know. Sometimes I wish I didn't know what I know. Anglo-American oil companies, neoconservatives take over the Middle East. Fake wars to make money, they drop the towers, fake 9/11 through reptilian powers. Illuminati, I say it in every song till you learn what it is and you know what's going on. If you don't care about what I am telling you, you are just ignorant. There is no helping you. This is not news. People like me been saying it. Some get the message, but no one's relaying it. No one's relaying it. No one's relaying it.
And I think the whole business with Iraq is a terribly sour comedy, abstracted down to its smallest motives. But finally, there was no real. What there was there was the sense that Iraq had to be invaded because it was the first step in going toward American empire.
And the idea is, if you want to have real leverage or control in the future global economy, if you can sit back and control the tap for natural gas mostly and oil secondly, but very importantly, that will give you enormous strategic power in the world.
The way the structure is collapsing, this was the result of something that was planned. It's not accidental that the first tower just happened to collapse and then the second tower just happened to collapse in exactly the same way. How they accomplished this, we don't know.
Part of the problem is that most people simply don't know much about Building 7 due to the extraordinary secrecy surrounding this collapse.
And this was a 47-story skyscraper. This building fell at 5:25.
It was not hit by a plane. This building had fires on only two or three floors.
And it was brought down by what we know was a controlled demolition.
The videos from security cameras, which would show what really hit the Pentagon, were immediately confiscated by agents of the FBI. And the Department of Justice has to this day refused to release them. We can understand, therefore, why the commission, under Zelikow's leadership, would have ignored all the evidence that would point to the truth, that 9/11 was a false flag operation intended to authorize the doctrines and funds needed for a new level of imperial mobilization.
I am absolutely appalled at how much people in this country do not think. We are given to understand that that an Arabic guy out there up in the mountains financed the most elaborate attack on this country. And when I think about how many Americans were killed in New York City, and believing as I do that this thing was a setup job, this is a textbook operation that Nazis used, and they've used it over and over again. America has been suckered in one more